In a few moments, I'm going to be talking for a little time this morning from Colossians chapter 2. As we prepare for baptism this morning, as three people, Liz, Joan and Howell, will be baptized in water in a few moments' time, I guess. Many of us have gone through these waters of baptism, and I'll be explaining a little bit about what they are in a little while. Howell, we're going to hear in the next few moments the stories of Liz and Joan and why they are getting baptized. Howell's story will come when we're over in the church building, because miraculously, and you'll hear his story in a little while, Howell's working this morning. He's coming straight from work. He finishes at 12. He's getting in a car. He's driving here and going through the waters of baptism. He became a follower of Jesus about 8 weeks ago. And so we'll hear his story in a little while. I'm going to be looking at Colossians chapter 2 just to try and explain a little bit about what we're doing and why we're doing these things this morning. But here's the nub of everything. Jesus Christ is still in the business of saving people and changing lives. He's still in the business of saving people and changing lives. And it doesn't matter how young or old that is, he's still in the business of saving people and changing lives. And so I'm going to ask in a moment for Liz and Joan to help us by explaining to us all why they are going to get baptized this morning and why Jesus means what he does to them, what's happened in their lives. And so we'll start with Liz, and then we'll go to Joan. And this is a bit different than we've usually done, but hey, we're all about doing things differently in this church family. So big round of applause for Liz Dunford, please. Come on, Liz, come and help us, Liz.
Recently, I came across the testimony I wrote when I got confirmed in the Anglican Church aged 18. I was tempted to reuse it today, but 18 was quite a long time ago. Yeah. And to reuse it actually would be to suggest unfairly that I had had a single moment of transformation and nothing since. I love that our God is alive and wants to have a meaningful relationship with me. I take comfort that he knows my paths before I do. A year ago, I started a job that required a certain speed of working. As I learned the job, I got faster and I improved my technique, but it was never fast enough for my managers. Really, what they wanted was a machine, and I knew I was working at my fastest capacity. So I started praying before my shift that the Lord would help me work as fast as a machine. God answered my prayers, and I would watch in amazement as, time after time, my arms simply moved faster than I could control. I left that job at the beginning of this summer, and I started work as a supply teaching assistant. The nature of the job means I let the agency know in advance which days I want to work, and they'll only give me work on those days. The weekend before I was due to start was a really busy one, and I spent the whole time fretting that I didn't have any suitable clothes. It was a different job to my last job. I worried and I worried, and eventually it was Sunday evening and there was nothing I could do about it. There's a song we sang in my last church, "He Gives and Takes Away," and it's a reminder that sometimes the biggest blessings are when we're not given things. That Monday, no work came in for me, giving me the opportunity to go shopping and get myself sorted. Thank you, God. Coming up to the summer holidays when I wouldn't be earning, I was fretting one Wednesday morning, again, that I hadn't been given any much-needed work. Normally, the call comes in the day before or by 7 o'clock. So I had a shower, and by the time I got out, there was a text that came in. It had arrived at 7:45, so really late in the day, offering me work for that day. There are so many examples of God's goodness. I have two wonderful children, aged 7 and 5, and it's actually with much surprise that I realized how much they teach me about my faith. Where I would pray, "We ask for your healing, Lord," my children will say, "Thank you for healing them." When I ask him for a nice day tomorrow, they're already thanking him that we will have a nice day tomorrow. It's both inspiring and humbling. I've loved being part of a home group again over the last couple of terms. I missed out for years because of the practicalities of childcare, but I'm really enjoying meeting regularly with Christians to discuss, debate, and pray together. Regular fellowship has been so helpful in growing my faith and understanding. I'm getting baptized today on the back of Craig's sermon on the 9th of June. The message was from Matthew 28:19. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." I've never been baptized, but as I've already made an adult, public declaration of faith, I was okay with that. I took membership recently and stated on my form I hadn't been baptized. I even said to Pete, "I hope they don't make me get baptized." And they didn't, not at all. I was convicted by God during the sermon that I needed to do it. So here I am, far from perfect, but making a declaration that I do need God in my life and that I'm grateful for the many blessings he gives me, the best of which is being saved from my sins.
Brilliant. Thank you, Liz. Now I'm gonna come down here now for my friend Joan. Let's give Joan a big round of applause. John, we're gonna come down.
My name is Joan Hooper. I was born in Merthyr in I was born in Merthyr in 1934, and I live in Pencoed. My husband was in the RAF, and we spent time living in Aden and Singapore. I've got 2 children, 5 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. I went to chapel as a child. I've always prayed, and I've been an avid reader of the Bible. I have always put my trust in Jesus. He's helped me many times over the years. 3 years ago, I lost my son and still grieve for him. But Jesus has helped me through this by giving me strength and to carry on. I have always shared my worries. I've always shared my worries
with him.
Committed to following him.
But all the while, I have never made a public commitment to following him.
Oh, sorry.
A few weeks ago,
one Sunday morning in church, I just knew I had to commit myself fully. I felt like Jesus was prompting me. Believe and to be baptized. Says it in the Bible. I have turned to Karen and said, "I want to be baptized." So here I am. Everything seems much more meaningful now, and being part of a church family. Here is wonderful. It is wonderful. I'm calmer. I try to help other people. more and more. My love for Jesus is stronger now than ever.
Joan Hooper, everyone. Ledge. I think today, I would never have asked a lady your age, but saying that she told us when she was born, I believe, I might be wrong, so I'll look around. I think today will be the most senior of people that we'll have ever baptized in Brackley Tabernacle. And that's tremendous. I say that because it is never too late to follow Jesus. While there's breath in your bodies. Until breath's gone, of course, then it is too late. Then it is. But while there's breath in our bodies, it's never too late to follow Jesus. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Liz and Joan have already shared their stories. Howell has hot-footed it from work, and so he's here. And so he's going to share his story in a moment. And then we, Paul and David, whose legs we rarely see, thankfully, they're the ones who are going to be in the water helping them, and so we'll do that. Before we then baptize, we're going to hear something of Howell's story, and so I'm going to invite him up here now and give Howell a big round of applause, everyone, please. All right, Bert.
Right. More people on the floor?
Yes,
right. Good morning, afternoon. I'll try and make this quick. I've come from a loving family who's basically given me everything I've ever wanted. But as I grew older, I found out I had a problem with all forms of authority. I don't know why, but I enjoyed doing things my way, as I always thought I knew best. This led me to drink, drugs, and I tried my first joint at the age of 10, soon moving up to Class A drugs. At the age of 16, I was drinking, taking a variety of drugs, ranging from cocaine, ecstasy, cannabis, alcohol, and ketamine. This then carried on until the age of 26, when I became dependent on alcohol. Things took a turn for the worse, as I ended up taking two attempts to end my life. As I was at rock bottom and could see no way out. So I basically gave up. I tried to find help through many different organizations, many different charities, but none were working in the long term for me. My addiction problem spiraled out of control again, and I found myself looking at a jail sentence or death, basically. So I decided I need to try something new, and almost by the grace of God, my probation officer, my probation officer asked me would I be open to a residential rehab called Teen Challenge in Scotland. When I found that the program was Christian based, I was a bit dubious, but I was open to it, but I just didn't believe. I thought all these other ones, why weren't they working? But I thought, I'll try it. While I was there, the more I was learning of Christ, the more I thought this is what I want and who I need to be following. So I literally signed my life over to him. And and one evening I found myself sneaking off before church to a place with a lovely view of the Scottish borders to pray and ask for forgiveness for the absolute car crash that my life was before. And to apologize to all the people I've hurt, let down along the way, cheated, stole off, and just was an absolute pain. This is when I believe I had my first true encounter with Christ and the Holy Spirit. I had a whole flashback of all the bad things I've done and everyone I've hurt along the way, and literally burst into tears. This, for me, was the acknowledgement of my sins and for forgiveness he had given me. From that night on, I knew and truly believed he is real, and I will be walking with him for the rest of my life. The the next morning, I woke up and genuinely felt brand new. No more bad thoughts, not even a thought of relapsing, not even a temptation for a cigarette or a pint, a line, absolutely nothing. And no sense of hurting people, and a real sense of purpose was back in my life. Among, obviously, the peace of all that came with it. It's safe to say I have not looked back and never will. So what Jesus means to me is absolutely everything. He has restored me and my life in so many ways. I've not stopped thanking him since that wonderful day. And I now put him first in everything I do and fully trust in Jesus Christ. I can't wait to get to know him more. And this is the main reason why I'm getting baptized today.